we're going to talk sport now. Well, sport and medicine. Fewer than half of teenage GAA players would report a concussion if it came ahead of a big match, according to a new study. The findings raise concerns that although education about concussion might be improving within the GAA among players and parents, it might not translate into action when an injury occurs or is suspected to have occurred. On the line now, Dr. Siobhan O'Connor, Assistant Professor in the School of Health and Human Performance at Dublin City University and lead author of this report. Siobhan, good morning to you. Tell me about this study and how it came about and also its findings.
Yeah, morning, Sean. So I suppose as a certified athletic therapist, I've come across a lot of concussions in underage players. And here in DCU and a lot of international research have really focused on looking at concussions in adults, like, you know, adult Gaelic Games players and jockeys. But I suppose these injuries also happen in our underage players. And there hasn't been a whole lot of research focus on them. So myself and my colleagues here in DCU, Dr. Enda White, Dr. Kieran Moore and Keane Burke, decided to look at under 14, under 16 and minor male and female Gaelic Games players, as well as their parents, and just find out more about previous concussion experiences and their knowledge and attitudes around concussion. And I guess our main finding was, you know, that just under 3 in 5 teenage Gaelic Games players have sustained a concussion in the past, but not all of them actually went on and got that medically diagnosed. So that indicates that not all players are actually going and reporting their concussions. And that's a worry to us, because that means that they may not then be doing the right thing, like stopping playing and, you know, completing a graded return to play protocol, which is what they really should be doing.
Yeah, now we know that the second impact risk is particularly concerning. Now, do you find that players, coaches and parents are generally aware of that risk?
Yeah, so I suppose there are some dangers with a concussion, I guess, that there is, you know, by not actually, you know, stopping playing, even, you know, carrying on the rest of the game 10 to 15 minutes further, it actually can delay their recovery, so their symptoms take longer to resolve. They may get, you know, a future risk of, you know, another concussion or other injuries. And like you said, second impact syndrome is a small but a very dangerous risk if they sustain another blow to the head or even elsewhere to their body. And it seems like that definitely the education is getting better in terms of their knowledge of the signs and symptoms, but when it comes to it, maybe the bigger games, that's when they're maybe outweighing the benefits of playing the important game outweighs that risk, which is a serious risk.
And what about the findings in relation to big games and how that influenced players reporting injuries?
Yeah, so that was very interesting to us. So players were less likely to report a suspected concussion during or before an important match, like, you know, a championship game or if it was a trial for a county underage team, rather than training or challenge games. So for them, the benefits are outweighing, you know, the risks. And that's a really important thing to target and educate players on, because their health and well-being should be more important than any game. And they also gave a lot of reasons why they didn't. So they, you know, they reported that they didn't want to let their teammates or family or friends down. They didn't know they were concussed. They weren't sure if it was serious. And, you know, there was a little bit left in the game. But interestingly, other research we've done is while they, you know, are willing to take that risk, they really don't want their teammates to do that. So I think that's what we need to focus in on, is looking out for each other and watching out for their teammates.
And where should the message come from then? I mean, this is not about letting the team down. You mentioned opinion leaders.
Yeah, so I think that's an important next step. So, you know, education is really important. And the great thing was that 95% of the parents and players really wanted to get further education. And there is a new approach where you can actually get concussion advocates in a club. So that might be like a really well-respected coach or maybe the player that plays for the county team, and get them to be these people that are constantly throughout the season informally giving people information on concussions. And that's a new approach that could be great in a community sport like Gaelic Games.
Yeah, and I mean, it's interesting that you get these findings, given that there's been so much focus on concussion in sport, especially rugby, but also elsewhere. I mean, were you surprised to see such high rates of willingness to ignore an injury?
Yeah, so I suppose the rates that we're seeing here isn't unusual if you look at international data, like in high schools in America, it is similar to that. And their knowledge of concussions was really good, actually. Their knowledge of the signs and symptoms was excellent, but that transformed referral then, like you said, from knowing what they should do and actually doing it is the difference. But so I suppose we need to really make sure our coaches and our parents are explicitly telling their players that we don't want you to keep playing. There's no pressure from us to do that, and that no game is more important. And I think we need to normalise reporting a concussion. It's not seen as weak or anything like that, that you just immediately, if they think they're concussed, they go refer themselves to a healthcare professional or their local GP, find out and run through the protocol.
This was, I think, based on an anonymous questionnaire given to the underage GA players, male and female. Was there any difference in the approach between the boys and the girls?
No, we actually didn't see that. So there wasn't gender differences in terms of their knowledge or attitudes. We have seen that in other research we've done in ladies Gaelic football, that not just concussion, but across all injuries, that women are more focused on their health, their long-term health, than men. The male ladies or male Gaelic footballers are more focused on the match, the next game, getting back. But we didn't actually notice that in this at this age. But what we did notice was our younger players, so our under 14 players, had less knowledge than our older players.
Now, the study pointed out that medical professionals were rarely at training and only attended a minority of games, which I suppose is as you would expect it. So that really puts the onus particularly on coaches and the adults on the sideline, as well as the youngsters, to be better informed.
Oh, for sure, and that's exactly what it is. It's really left, you know, for the coaches, volunteers and parents to recognise a concussion and make sure that they have the skills to be able to know what it is and the tools to know how to deal with it. And there is, the GAA have partnered with UPMC and they have some fantastic information up on their website for anyone who's interested that goes through what a concussion is and what to do. And they have these very helpful tools that you can download, written in plain language for underage players and their parents, that you can keep. And you know, you could have it in your first aid kit bag or in your wallet, that goes through exactly what to do when, you know, when you'd be worried that you might need to ring an ambulance or when you need to just wait the next day. So all that information is up there, and I strongly encourage parents and players and coaches to actually look that up and educate themselves on it.
Okay, look, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Dr. Siobhan O'Connor, Assistant Professor in the School of Health and Human Performance at DCU and lead author of that report.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.